Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody unfamiliar with my name is Peter Mingles. We have been here forever. We are waiting for our guest. His name is Ole Cantos. Ole is going to be here in just a little bit because he said he would be. So I probably should just text him because, you know, that's what good guest hosts do. We're just speaking before. Call in, Ole. Call in. So Ole's going to be here in just a second. So I don't know what he's going to talk about, but we're going to talk about whatever he's going to talk about. Ole and I have become good friends. He joined Building Fortunes Radio as a guest host. It's been a long time. His boys were 16 now. I think they're 24. So that's 7 or 8 years, depending on when they were born and when we started. But Ole's been here for quite a while doing different and various things on Building Fortunes Radio, talking about himself as a business builder, himself as a city council member, himself as a dad, and a whole bunch of other things as well. So now he's working in an MLM company that he'll talk about if he's that's what he's going to talk about. But he also serves as an attorney for our fine U.S. government. He is also someone who is he adopted 3 boys, Nick, Stephen, and Leo. The whole family from Ole and the 3 boys are blind, completely blind, so they amazingly get around. I'm just amazed on the different and various things that they do. They seem to live a normal life. When I say normal, whatever that might be, but their blindness is not a distraction at all. Ole goes from here to there and all over the place, and his sons are in college independently on their own, and they're just amazing. Anyway, so having said that, I'll stop gushing over Ole. But Ole has been successfully building a home-based business with a network marketing company. And part of his thing, when he was doing that, he was over in Washington, D.C. And the boys moved out of their apartment because they all went to school. So COVID hit, and Ole took that opportunity. I think he was having some surgery on his eye. And Ole took some of those opportunities to go back home to be with his parents over near or in West Covina, California. And over in West Covina, Ole wound up, besides working remotely, still staying a government employee because they allowed them to work remotely, and they still allow him to do the same thing over in California. He does a lot of things with people with physical and intellectual disabilities. And he's written a book about that, and he's also done a lot of things with his local community. He decided to run for city councilman, and he's never done that before, but he started a grassroots thing, even knocking on doors, and became a city council member over in West Covina, California, and that's always a nice experience. So he's helping the community that he grew up in, or kind of grew up in or lives in now, as well as his parents, and taking care of the boys, and just an amazing gentleman. So it's very interesting to hear his story, and certainly not what some people might consider the typical, you know, snake oil salesman MLMer. So Ole Cantos is probably just running a little bit late from wherever he is, and I think what I'll probably do is I'll run our commercial now, so this way we don't have to stop and run our commercial later. So give me a chance. Sometimes Ole gets distracted by stuff that he might be living in or working in or whatever. So I'm going to run our commercial and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Umungus Blogs, the Umungus Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here. I'm still waiting for Mr. Oli, and I was looking up his phone number, so I just need a little bit more time. I'm going to do this. I'm going to play as if we were done. We have an exit audio that's kind of long and extended, so I'm going to play that one. But we're still here. So as soon as Oli joins in, I'll stop that audio. Here we go.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Going to be calling in. We're going to stop our exit. Oli was here. He just lost track of time, which is easy for anybody to do, especially nowadays. And so many distractions. Crazy. Could be watching YouTube video. So hold on one second. So, Mr. Oli Kantos, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate it. And so now that the commercial break has happened, everyone knows what an incredible series of services you provide. And I actually wanted to jump right in and to talk about the way we perceive the world. This is really important. And I wanted to sort of use my own experience with helping to run a city to sort of be an illustration of what life is like in our world of network marketing. So a lot of the time when we look at the world, we can see it in different ways. And so in my case, with being on our local city council here in West Covina, California, we have a city of more than 110,000, 16 square miles. It is not the biggest city in the world, but it's not the smallest either. We have a budget of more than $63 million, roughly, and we just have a lot of services, and there's just a lot happening every day. We have our own police department, fire department. We have city services. We make sure that the streets are clean, all kinds of stuff. So we're a full-service city, and every day with everything that I go out to do, I just find more reason to be so appreciative for the city. We make things better. We fix things. People identify problems. We fix it within 12 hours. We help individuals who are in need of help. There's some folks who were in danger of being evicted from their place, but it was uninhabitable because of a landlord. We got involved in that saved them from being evicted. There are other individuals who are facing challenges. We help meet them. And so every day I feel like, oh my gosh, what an incredible city we have. We have people who care here. We celebrate senior citizens. I literally just came. This is why part of the reason why I was a little late today. I just came from the senior center here celebrated everybody who turned 90 plus. And I had the pleasure of being in a room full of people who aren't just senior citizens, but they're way up there. I mean, they're into their 90s, and we celebrated each of them. We asked them what their secret to youth and vitality, and many of them said it was the reason why we're doing well is because we are cared about by West Covina. And one person said, I came from the Midwest. I've been here for 74 years, so this has been my next stop. My next stop from here, the stairs to heaven. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So, but she's like, I love West Covina. It has been my home. It's been my life, and it's the best place, you know. And then, so in other words, we have all these people who lived their whole lives are a big part of their lives here and who have such wonderful experiences in loving the city with a staff who really care about them and a community who cares about them. And there are other people here, in spite of all the good, that they complain. They complain. We had a prayer breakfast yesterday morning. Rather than being really happy that we're bringing faith communities together from all faiths and celebrating how we all believe in the power of prayer from our respective faith communities, some people protested outside. And it's the same people who complain about other things, saying this is a dystopian city, it's not a beautiful city, there are these problems, those problems, et cetera. And then there those of us who are here like, huh? Things are getting better every day. We have the documentation that they're getting better. We experience things getting better. We have a really great staff. The community comes up to us individually. And in my case, they come up and they say, Councilman, thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing with expanding services and providing us with the support and doing all this stuff. Every day there are people who come up and say stuff. And they have no reason to do that because, you know, I'm elected by in a district. They don't know what district I'm in, and they don't know any of that. But they see that we're actively building and supporting the community, and I'm grateful to serve. And so the question is, well, gosh, well, what does this have anything to do with our network marketing industry? Well, in the world, when we prospect, there are people in our industry who say, you know what, I can't get anybody. Everybody says no. Nobody's going to want to do it. This is such a scam industry. Nothing works. The only ones who make it are at the top. They all scam. They all just skim off of the rest of us who work hard, but only the elite make it, blah, blah, blah. And then there are other people who come in, and they've never done this before, or they're not in this industry, and they shoot up like a rocket, like just like that. Like, oh, my God, where'd they? What happened there? Whoa, you know? So the thing is, in the very same way, dynamically speaking, in which we can look at the world in a dystopian way, we can also look at the world as one that is rich with promise, possibility, and purpose. And when we choose to do that, and it really is a choice, when we focus on the things we're grateful for, when we give reason every day to say, oh my gosh, this is incredible, like with all of us in our respect, with our respective companies, like I love my company. I just, every day, I love this company because I feel like, oh my gosh, my mom is 77 years old. She still cleans the pool, the whole pool brush thing. She does the gardening. Recently she was in a rainstorm, and because of the rain that was coming down, she was outside in the rain, like not a problem. She just like goes and does stuff, and then her quality of life is unreal. I mean, considering he's 77 already, and my dad's 84. He just turned 84, and he's healthy, and that's contrasted with literally at least six people in the past few months who are around their age who I know and who I've cared about who passed away. Just got word about another one this past week after having come back from another funeral for someone else. And it's like then some of these people who are having these difficulties, they're my parents' age or younger. And contrast that with how I just get to be grateful that I have my parents to enjoy, and my sister and her nieces have them to enjoy too. It's like, wow, there's so many others who are bedridden by this age. I have friends who are in my town here who are younger than my parents who are bedridden. They can't get out of bed. They have all these medical challenges, and there's no they don't see any hope of any change, you know. And then so that's a contrast with what's happened with my parents because of our company. My dad couldn't care less about network marketing, sales, whatever. He could not care less. He doesn't know anything about it. He just knows he drinks the stuff and he stays healthy. That's all he knows. He doesn't know the technical stuff. He doesn't know about how it works. he just knows that he lives his life and he's good. That's all he knows. And my mom, she knows more about why it works, but even she can't explain the chemistry behind it, or she can't explain the science or any of that stuff. She just knows that she used to be on roughly, what, five other medications that she's not on anymore. And with the ones that she's on, she's gotten to reduce those. And when people get older, they usually increase their medications because they usually have to take some medication to stop something or address something. But those medications have side effects, which means that you counter that by other medications, which also have side effects. So it just keeps going like that. But then in her case, things have just – medication dependence has decreased while her health has gotten better. So to a lot of people, that's really counterintuitive. So what I'm saying is that when it comes to our industry, the choice is really ours as far as what we can do and how we perceive things. And going back to the city example, people can say, oh, well, you know, this city council has been blah, 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 and they never do anything for us, and all they do is they, you know, this, and they can complain and say all these things and without even saying, well, hey, you know, the city council composition has changed. I'm now here. And so I changed the dynamics for better or worse. I changed the dynamics by being on council because I now add my own personality and priorities and disposition to the mix. And so things aren't the same. But yes, they could say, ah, you city council people, you're all the same. But the thing is, they can use the past to say, well, it's always been this way. Nobody ever cares. The city staff is not responsive, blah, blah, blah. And it's been that way. I have the documentation. Over all these years, I did this and da, 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 da. And then people have come to me and they've said, hey, this has been an issue. I mean, this is – and they've literally said, here's the things I've asked for. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Here are the things I've asked for our community. We need this, 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 and this. Is that so hard, really? And I said, no, this looks great. Within 2.5 weeks, all 9 of their issues were resolved, all 9 of them. For that whole community, all kind of stuff that they wanted, and it was all done. And the thing is, the twist here is that the people who I helped aren't even in my district. They can't vote for or against me because they don't live in an area that supports me or opposes me at all. They're outside of my district. It has nothing to do with anything. They can't help me electorally. They can't help me. They can't hurt me either. But they can't help me either. So I did all that stuff, but from an election standpoint, I get nothing out of it. So in other words, I can't say, well, I did all this stuff to be a support to you. So in the next election, remember, vote Ole Cantos for city council kind of thing. I can't even do that because they're not in my district. They can love me. I can love them. But they can't help me. But the point is, even though they can't, I still am equally rigorous with it because I care about our entire city. I want our city to be better. I don't want there to be pockets of, oh, well, I have this person who helps me or who doesn't help me, but you guys have this other council and you get it all great, you know, kind of thing. I support people from throughout our entire city, and I love our city. I love every single part of our city. And so the reason why I bring this up is because, again, going back to our industry, well, you know, in the past I tried this and I tried that in network marketing and it didn't work. I tried this and this and this and this. I just can't. They're all out for themselves, blah, blah. You're like, all, again, the same attitude. Oh, well, you know, I did this and I tried that. It didn't work and this is such a sham and da, 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 da. You know, and then yet what they may not realize is, well, hey, what's the difference now? Well, the difference now is for us individually, now we're in their lives. So what if we are the X factor of what it takes for them to be successful? In other words, what if we introduce these prospects to our respective companies and it happens to be the best time and the right time for them? Because all of us have times when it's really difficult. We just can't do it. We won't do it. We have different perspectives, disposition, whatever. And yet, what if you're the key, you yourselves listening to this. What if, well, that was with all those people, that's with those companies, but now there's you and there's your respective company. So in my case, whenever people, oh, well, I've tried that, nothing, I'd say, well, that's, I can't speak for them, but I can speak for myself, and I can tell you that our products work, and they work really well, and it's something that I'm truly proud of, because, oh, it's funny, I'm interrupting myself here because a text just came in. Thanks, Oli. Have an amazing Labor Day weekend. So this person who just sent a quick thank you text, she just responded because I just texted her earlier telling her her issues are all being resolved. So she just sent me literally as I'm on here live. It just happened a second ago. So the point is that what if we are the answer to people's prayers? And we are. We are, as collectively, those who are listening here, we have in our hands our respective companies. And when we approach people with the true belief that our company has good products to offer, that it has quality, integrity leaders, that it's the company is solid, and that it doesn't, there's no hypey stuff like, oh, get in on the ground floor opportunity before it's too late. Like, that stuff is madness. Like there's no need to just overhype something. That's why people hate our industry, because they're like, oh, yeah, you people, you just want to get me in. I don't want to get anybody in. For us, we're like, well, here are the products. You want to see how it works, then you should should try them for yourselves and use them for a couple of months. And then if you like it, then you have the choice to just continue buying at a wholesale cost. Just keep it up and just enjoy that. And if you want those products to be free to you, then you get rebates, essentially. You get rebates for referring other people. And eventually the rebates get so high, depending on how many people you tell successfully, the rebates get so high, let's say six people, the rebates are high enough where it pays for your product. So now you get to benefit with products you love, and you don't have to pay for it for them. Oh, and on top of that, as your health improves, as you take products you no longer have to pay for, if the amount of essential rebates exceeds the amount that you pay for your product, that's profit. So then you can continue enjoying your products for free while you know that other people are benefiting in the way that you have because their health improves, which means they stay, which means that creates a residual, which means they tell other people. And again, notice that the focus is on the product. It's not, oh, you know, you need to get in and get these people because if you do that, you get this rank or whatever. That's not the focus. The focus is on getting people to have good, solid product experiences where they stick with it, only to talk with them about business building if they want that. Like some people, they say, I don't care about any business. I just want this, but I want it for free. Great. Or they might say, I don't really want to do any of that rebate stuff. I just want to enjoy the product. Great. So if you start people, for us at least, our company, if we start people off with just the products, we actually, for our comp plan, we make 2.5 times more money. So many people say, oh, my gosh, I recruited 20 people and 18 of them do nothing. Well, imagine if those 18 people who do nothing out of the 20, imagine that you make 2.5 times more. So let's just say you instead of making $10, so if you have those, let's say, 18 people, for the month, that would be $180, just as an example. But then if you make $25 off of them, what is that? I'm going to just literally do it live because I can't do it in my head. Okay, Google, what is 18 times 25?
18 times 25 is 450.
So there's a difference between 450 bucks for the month extra and 180 bucks. So what is that? 180, 283, 280. So $170 difference. Did I do that right, Peter?
It's close enough.
Just what is that?
I said you're close enough.
Okay.
Don't worry about getting bogged down in the math, but you'll have profit. You have a significant amount of profit.
So your profitability,
You'd be mad.
Your profitability is higher by simply focusing on product and having people have a good experience. And then on top of that, it create, besides you making more money by focusing on the products, because remember, network marketing is just another vehicle for product delivery. It's not a pyramid. People so frequently get this wrong. It's not a pyramid. A pyramid is like some money game thing. This is not a money game. You have to have real products that really benefit people. So when you, it's just network marketing is a person-to-person service a product delivery model. That is it. So instead of having the store make money, we make the money. And then on top of that, it's noticeable. So you literally make more money by just focusing on the products. And then out of those people, what if they say, you know what, after a while, they're like, I love this. Can I tell my Aunt Betty about this and my Uncle John and my whatever? You know, sure. Well, if you want to do that, you have to become an associate. So then you can start collecting these rebates. Sure. They start doing that. So then you see, so in other words, it's so different than, hey, you know what? We need to get you in, and if you do this, then, you know, you're going to have all these people. I mean, most people don't sponsor anybody. When I was in a legacy company, 80% of the people never sponsored a soul, 80%. I mean, I don't know how it is in your respective companies, but at least in the legacy company, 80% of the people never did a darn thing. And from our experience with my current company, the vast majority don't sponsor people either. So if they love the products, but they say, darn, I just can't sponsor anybody. Like there's somebody who I have who's purchased thousands of dollars in products. I mean thousands of dollars. Why? Because she loves the products. But my mistake, which was earlier on, I brought her in as an associate. So I cry in thinking about, like, dang, those thousands of dollars, I would have made 2.5 times more money. It's the same person, same activity. I would have made 2.5 times more. But nope, she's an associate who has thousands and thousands of PV in her account, cannot redeem them, use them, whatever, because she hasn't sponsored a soul. And she's a millionaire on top of that anyway. But yet she has not sponsored a soul. She's wanted to. She doesn't know why it hasn't worked for her, but she still loves the product. See? So had I known then what I know now, I would have made a lot more money. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so backwards. So that's why I learned the hard way that it's
customers matter.
Focusing
customers matter.
On the – yeah, product matters. And focusing on that really, really matters. And plus, here's the best upside of this. When you focus on just the benefit to the people you're talking to about how the products help them, you don't worry about, oh, I need to get you in because there's this cutting edge technology or whatever. Like, talk about the benefit. Like, oh, my gosh, I just feel better. I actually sleep better. I have better skin. I have better lab results. I have my diabetes is better. Well, like, I don't – again, no medical claim. I'm just examples, you know. But, like, that's all people will care about. So then if we have this approach across the entire industry, then people will be like, oh, I have better whatever. And then – by focusing on the benefit, people won't have that bad taste. Like, all you don't want to do is get me in some pyramid. You know, there's none of that. Because why? Because I don't bring it up. If they want to build a business, then fine. Then we'll work on that together. But you have to really want to build. If you don't want to, then don't. Just enjoy the product. And by that approach, we make more money. See, that's how our comp plan is written. So I don't want to speak for anybody else, but this is why we know we have a legitimate operation, because you make money by sale of products, you know. And so anyway, my whole point of all this, to wrap this up, is that for this week, is that when we have this approach, we have two approaches in the world. We could look at the world as this dystopian thing, you know, like, oh, my gosh, nobody ever gets involved with it. Everybody gets scammed. Or we could look at the reality that people actually, more and more people join the network marketing industry annually, and probably, Peter, I bet you have stats somewhere. It's a bigger and bigger and bigger industry every year because people are finding that it's a good vehicle that works. So then, so what? Even if you have good statistics, none of that matters except how does it apply to you? So it's up to each of us to have that attitude and expectation that what we have that what we have really is great, that with what we have to offer. And then on top of that, we make more money by focusing on product, novel concept. And then so, like, if we just focus on that, at least to me, in my humble opinion, I think it's a better way to build these businesses, because then we focus on the people and on what and how we benefit them. And that's how, with that, I should suggest that people go to www.workwitholie.com, or they can reach out to me by texting me at 202-744-0547 and telling me in the text that they heard about us on Building Fortunes Radio. Then I will reach out to you, and I will show you how we build, and I would love for you to be involved with us, because we have great stuff to offer. So with that, I'll turn over the time back to you, Peter.
Perfect. Well, we've been over a couple of different topics here, and I know the challenge you have as a city councilman is, historically speaking, you're a builder. So we talk about three types of people: builders, maintainers, and destroyers. So you're a builder. So it doesn't surprise me that builders build. You take your head wherever you go. So when you became a city council person, of course you're going to be able to solve the problems, because that's what builders do. They're not used to that. Most of the time, people that are maybe politicians or stuff like that, they might be maintainers at best, or maybe worse than that. And the community is not used to builders. So it's a pleasant surprise. They're not expecting builders either. Why would they? Because most of the times they don't get that anyway. So that's number one. Number two, while you were speaking about your products, I am living through some experiences of stuff. So I'll just say it with a personal example. A lot of people, they don't think about the price that they pay by not taking care of themselves. And the best thing you could possibly do is invest in yourself through these great products. Because when you have to take the medicines, those medicines, based on either the insurance that you're paying, if you're a middle-of-the-road person, meaning middle-of-the-road, meaning you're not completely poor, so the government's taking care of you, you're not completely rich, so it doesn't matter. But if you're like a middle-of-the-road person, these friggin' pharmaceuticals will drive you broke. I mean, you'll be spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month on pharmaceutical products that may be helping to mask the symptoms but not curing the problem. And the problem with that is you're paying anyway. You're paying anyway. So it's always better to pay in advance preventative maintenance than to pay later on with stuff that's going to just keep you alive and probably give you more side effects. So having said that, it's kind of like one of those conversations. Mm-hmm. There's no clear-cut delineation to say this is definitely going to work. If there were guarantees in this sort of stuff, we'd all do it. But the reality is that you just do the best you possibly can. So I appreciate you being here, Mr. Olikantos, and thanks for scheduling us to be able to get in here. And even though you're a little bit late, that's perfect. I got a chance to sing all your praises along before you jumped on Building Fortunes Radio. So for those people listening in, make sure you go to workwitholie.com. Work with Oli, and Oli is spelled OLLIE.com. If you go to workwitholie.com, you'll be able to work with him. And Oli, I appreciate you being the builder that you are, because you take your head with you wherever you go, and you're just the real deal. So having said that, I'll let you wrap it up, Oli. And for those people listening in, we are just before Labor Day. Have yourself a safe, a healthy, prosperous, and whatever it is, Labor Day for yourself, and we'll catch you back next week. So, Oli, I'll let you wrap it up.
Thank you, everybody, as always. So together, we're going to continue to build. So let's do it. Thank you, Peter.
Excellent. We'll catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.